And on this 4th of July, whether you're at a parade, picnic, or at the beach, there's a good chance you've got music on. And anticipating that you would be listening to us right now, we ask a few NPR music staffers to share their favorite new songs for your summer soundtrack.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
I'm Ann Powers, and my song of summer 2016 is Heathens by 21 Pilots.
You don't know the half of the abuse.
21 Pilots is the biggest band that many listeners might not have ever really heard of. It's a duo from Columbus, Ohio, extremely popular with a certain set of teens and tweens. Their songs are often very deep and complex and deal with the troubles that kids go through as they try to navigate through life.
We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues, not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions.
Heathens might not seem like the sweet, delicious summer song we're all looking for. It actually has kind of a dark undertone. Yet I believe this is a great song for this particular summer, because let's be honest, this is a summer of discontent. There seems to be a new disturbing news story every single day, and kids are really trying to sort this out. Heathens is about not knowing exactly who your friends are, but having to have the faith to believe that you can trust who you choose to trust.
I'm Stephen Thompson, and my pick is a song called Rich by Maren Morris.
If I had a dollar every time that I swore you off, and a 20 every time that I picked up when you called, and a crisp new Benjamin for when you're here, then gone again, and a dollar every time I was right about your ass.
Maren Morris is a 26-year-old country singer now based in Nashville, and this song, Rich, is just a big kiss-off anthem for summertime. And I think with summer music, you know, you want big, bold, declarative statements. You want a song that's telling a guy to shove off, you know? You want a song with, you know, big universal emotions.
I'd be rich.
I'm Franny Kelly, co-host of NPR's hip-hop podcast, Microphone Check. My pick for a summer song is Pick Up the Phone by Young Thug, Travis Scott, and Quavo.
Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby. It's late. I'm in the zone, baby. Straight up. I just put up a phone, baby.
I like this song because the steel pan vibes, almost underwater, it's like Little Mermaid. Just sounds like summer to me. It feels warm. It feels inviting. I am charmed by the repeated pledges toward monogamy, although I don't 100% buy them.
Never will I cheat on you. Never will I keep it greasy. Blowing a bag on you. Do all of that for no reason. I'ma pull up in Mer 2. Hitting the block, it don't bleed it. Throwing that rollie on you. I like the way it be free.
My name's Anastasia Tsoulikas, and my pick for a summer song is Mashru Lila and their song Ayode. Mashru Lila is a band from Beirut, Lebanon, and they make this really dark, heady music with super literate lyrics. They always sing in Arabic, but I think even if you don't know what it means, you kind of get lost in their textures. And this song, Ayode, references classical Greek mythology and one of the original muses. Ayode is the muse of song. And the vocalist has this quality that's really sweet and imploring in the song. And he's asking Ayode to kind of come console him and sort of inspire him. I really love this song because it's ready for the summertime. I can see bringing this to the beach or to a dance floor. But at the same time, there's a really dark quality that sort of swirls you up and sucks you in.
I'm Robin Hilton, co-host of NPR's All Songs Considered, and my pick is Weezer's song, Endless Bummer.
I just want the summer to end. What's the point of trying to pretend?
Weezer is a veteran rock group. They've been around for more than 20 years, but they still make brilliant pop music. They've got a new album out, a self-titled record that's being called The White Album, and the whole thing is a tribute to the Beach Boys and to sweet summery pop music. But the record ends with this song, Endless Bummer, a very wistful track.
I'm all alone at night, dreaming about my life. She was too fast for me. Because I'm OCD.
To be honest, I've never really cared much for summer. I don't like the heat or the humidity, the bugs, the sun. I just stay inside and hide from it all and count the days until summer is over. So this song, Endless Bummer, really captures how I usually feel, which is a little lethargic and lonely. And it also has a great build to it. It ends with this dig at campfire songs on the beach that I can really get behind.
NPR Music staffers with their picks for the songs of summer 2016, whether you like summer or not. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.